This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials say the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians appears to be eroding. According to one official, the U.S. announcement is expected to come on Wednesday in coordination with an announcement by Germany. It will approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. A Ukrainian artillery soldier said his infantry brothers in arms were having a difficult time near Bakhmut after firing Soviet shells towards Russian positions on Tuesday. Another serviceman of the same brigade added that Russian troops were deploying less reconnaissance drones, which led to more imprecise artillery fire towards outdated coordinates. Front lines in the war have been largely frozen in place for 2 months despite heavy losses on both sides. Several senior Ukrainian government officials have lost their jobs as President Volodymyr Zelensky faces a burgeoning corruption scandal. It's Ukraine's biggest shakeup since Russia invaded. In all, 4 deputy ministers and 5 frontline regional governors were set to leave their posts. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists says the world is closer to Armageddon than ever before. The science-based advocacy group is moving its famous doomsday clock to just 90 seconds before midnight, says President Rachel Bronson.
The members of the Science and Security Board move the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine.
This is VOA News. The judge probing the 2020 Beirut blast has charged Lebanon's top public prosecutor, the then premier, and other senior current and former officials in connection with the devastating explosion, judicial sources said in court summons show, Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
Judge Tariq Bitar unexpectedly resumed an inquiry on Monday after it was paralyzed for more than a year. It had been hindered by political resistance and legal complaints filed by top officials he was seeking to question. Bitar's previous efforts to interrogate top officials over the explosion had been hindered by factions, including the heavily armed Iran-backed Hezbollah. The group has campaigned against Bitar as he sought to question its allies, and it also accused Washington of meddling in the probe.
That's Reuters correspondent Edward Baran. Meanwhile, classified documents have been found at another official's home, this time U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
The documents with classified markings make about 4 boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
A gunman who shot dead 3 people in what police say was a random attack was being hunted in the western U.S. state of Washington Tuesday. The attack came on the heels of 2 mass shootings in California that have left 18 people dead as the United States grapples yet again with the horror of spiraling gun violence. That comes as U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen visited sites in rural and urban Zambia to showcase Africa's potential to help solve the world's problems with food shortages. Yellen is midway through a 10-day tour of Africa. She devoted her day to highlighting the agricultural investment potential of underdeveloped African nations, especially as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has exacerbated worldwide hunger and the cost of food. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.